I don't trust you.
This is insane. I can't even do this. This is so...
Well, then let's go say goodbye to everybody.
If you're here for Caitlin, you almost hope that something happens out there where Clinton does go home. Because there is friction between the two of you and the whole house. And
yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on, but he'll still be my friend. That goes without saying. I'll defend him. I will probably know him the rest of my life.
I want to know who talked to Caitlin and said that I was mean to you guys.
What's going on, everyone? Happy Thursday. Kyle and Nate here in the booth with episode 4 of the Reality Check podcast, your source for all things Bachelorette and Big Brother. Nate, how are we doing?
To be quite honest, not the greatest. I have been battling a cold for over a week now, so I just want to apologize to our listeners if I sound a little nasally, congested, cough. Hopefully back to being normal soon.
Such a devout podcaster coming in under the weather to talk Bachelorette. Happy to be with you here. We'll do a quick recap. We had no rose ceremony. We left LA for New York. We had a rap battle, a Broadway show, a one-on-one date in the Met with Jared, and Nick controversially returns.
Woo-hoo.
But let's start off at the beginning with some of the biggest news. JJ and Clint. Clint sent home JJ, turning on Clint, saying,
crazy.
I think you owe us an apology. Don't know where that came from.
That was wild. Completely threw Clint under the bus. Would you ever do that to one of your guys, or is that just against bro code? Like, do you do that to a friend?
A couple of things. One, I think that was really, really shady.
Yeah.
Because we saw how much of a, like, really a bromance that they had. But I think even bigger, this spells something huge for Caitlin, because what does that say if you have a guy who is shown loyalty to somebody in the house and then, you know, stuff happens and he just folds and completely turns around? What does that say about commitment? Nothing.
Not at all. And I think that should be a huge eye opener for her. And I hope he goes home this week as well, because to me, I don't think he deserves to stay. You don't just do that to somebody who has been your closest friend in the house just to make yourself look better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, it was completely out of line, I found. And I noticed we didn't even hear from JJ like the rest of the episode.
There was a brief minute of him crying.
Yeah. But after that,
what are your thoughts on that? Do you think they're genuine tears?
I don't know. I feel like maybe they're tears of, I really just screwed myself over and I'm going to have absolutely no friends anymore in this house, because everyone just saw I completely turned on my friend.
Yeah, the little exchange between Clint and JJ when Clint is like, bro,
fierce.
I'm about to lose my cool right now. It seemed a little scripted, but at the same time, I kind of sort of felt the heat between the two of them. Like, it was kind of a little bit real.
I don't really blame Clint. I mean, I wouldn't have reacted with the words, I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Like he did. That was a little extreme, but I don't really blame him for being upset, because this whole, how many weeks? 4 weeks. So a month you're with this guy every day as your closest friend. And then in a like snap of the fingers, he turns back on you.
The chat between Clint and Caitlin was pretty smooth. I'm not going to lie.
He was like, honestly,
I felt like it was going to shift. Like she was going to say, you know what? Maybe I'll give you a second chance. It was very close. But then she just sort of went with the, you know what, I'm done.
Yep.
So good for her. But
it was good. A little irritated, though, there wasn't a rose ceremony again. Like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
This entire season, we've had no rose ceremonies when we were supposed to.
Like, I know, the girl every episode.
One job to do.
Yeah.
Hand out some roses. And I also feel like this season is the most that people have left on their own ever. Like,
yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
like up and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, what does that say about her?
That's a really good point. It does. Yeah, it's you almost are. You see sometimes that Caitlin has this question of commitment with them, but you also see it on the other end where they have that real test of commitment with her. We saw it when Tony left early. Obviously, Brady wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to mention that you completely called the no rose ceremony. I admit I was a little bit of there was a little bit of anticipation for me. I was sort of sitting there. She's saying, this is what I want to do. Her and Chris are, you know, behind the scenes kind of saying, are you sure? And yeah, I don't know. I think it was the right call, to be honest. I don't think it was fair to the other guys who didn't get a fair chance with all the Clint and JJ drama that she should have a rose ceremony and maybe send somebody home without giving them their fair, you know, their due. So
I feel like she's very unsettled though this season. And it's like she really doesn't know which way she wants to go either. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that's also why there's a lot of rose ceremonies not happening when they're supposed to, because she's like, I really don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And like, I'll bring it up later. Remind me on Jared's date, like a point that she made that I found weird for her to say. And I don't know. We'll talk about it.
It's definitely the theme for this entire season has been uncertainty.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which is crazy.
Let's move to the rap battle.
Oh yeah.
Which, I mean, I played basketball for a long time, so I've obviously been accustomed to hip hop, and that was one of the saddest rap battles that I've seen.
I thought it was funny.
In a long, long time.
I thought it was funny.
I definitely liked Sean, aka Ryan Gosling's chirp of the hair.
Hilarious.
That was awesome.
Hilarious. And chirp of his body, which
and
was
Ben
also
Z
hilarious.
Saying you need to take steroids. Even if you took steroids, you wouldn't look like me. Fantastic. But they didn't rap. It was just talking.
Yeah, it was, which was a little like, ah, oh, come on. It would have been funnier if they did rap, but I don't know. But can we talk with the special guest who was at the rap battle?
Go for it.
Kyle's favorite.
Mm-mm.
Ashley I.
Oh, my favorite. For those who don't know, last season I had a very strong bias towards Ashley I. She was my favorite. Ugh. And Nate definitely
cannot
did not agree with me there.
Her.
I was pretty upset when she was sent home in the middle of the forest or desert.
I did like her haircut, though. She
so
had a great haircut.
You're on team Ashley now?
No, I'm absolutely not. But I liked her haircut. It looked better than her long hair. She's no more Kardashian. She's more, I don't know what.
Yeah.
But, you know,
again, I think we need to touch on the fact that she's, so there wasn't a fighting date, a group date that involved
first
violence.
Time.
But another one that's incredibly awkward.
And very competitive against each other. Like, just go have fun.
Like, rapping is, I mean, is not for me, but it's really an art form. It really is. Because, you know, you're rhyming. You're trying to stick to a beat of a song. Utmost respect for people who do it. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get in front of not only a girl you're trying to impress, your peers, and also public people who, you know, you don't know, and try to, you know, chirp this person a little bit. You don't know how it's going to go. So that's really awkward.
It's also awkward to me that all of her dates have literally consisted of the men going at each other.
Yeah.
Whether it's verbally, physically, whatever.
Do you think she likes that?
I don't, like, I feel like she does because every date's been like that. And it's like, stop targeting these guys against each other.
It's like a really competitive, macho.
Super competitive. It's one thing to be competitive for her, in a sense, but like, stop pinning them against each other to like, make hate happen.
And do you think, I got this impression when she said, you know how when they bring the cards there's like that little hint on the the group date cards, when they showed up to do the rap battle, I got this impression that all of them were like, oh my god, like we have to, like,
well,
why can't we just do something like you know, some swimming challenge or like a race or something, like why does it have to be standing up and spitting game, you know what
always
I mean?
Like, it's something that's awkward and uncomfortable. Like, we get that you're putting, and one of the guys said that, I'm getting the sense that she likes to put us in uncomfortable situations, and it's just, I don't know, for me as a viewer, it's not appealing to me. I'm like, again, like the same as the guys, like, why is this happening?
Yeah,
it's again,
like, it's like, I understand that Caitlin wants to see them in an uncomfortable situation so that she can know that if whoever she picks gets in an uncomfortable situation, how they'll react. But relationships aren't all uncomfortable situations. There's
absolutely
a lot of joy in relationships, and I feel like she's focusing too much on the downsides of a relationship, which kind of defeats the purpose of the show, in my opinion.
100%. I agree with that, and I don't know. I'm just, I want something fun to happen. Go to the beach.
Yeah.
Go
to the beach. Go sit. Go tan. Whoever gets the best tan wins.
Yeah, right? That's fun. And again, though, like I found, did they announce a winner of a rap battle?
No.
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 And it's like, you're still, okay, so we just rapped against each other, and now we can talk about what happens. Caitlin runs off because she sees Ashley I, and Ashley I is there with Nick.
This is the biggest part of the show.
This
was actually my next point.
And sorry to jump ahead, but like, if you were a guy on the show, in your opinion, and you see the Bachelorette run over, and now she's with this guy, Nick, who I assume most of the men know who Nick is, what's going through your head?
Such a snake move.
Right?
This is my, when I saw that happen, this was my immediate thought. So earlier in the episode, she's in front of all of them and decides not to have a rose ceremony. She says, I'm really happy with all the people in here. I don't want to send anybody home. I want to get to know you guys more. How can you then just turn around and go, oh, hold on a second. Yeah, can I bring you on the show? Like, dude, let's do it. Like, that's, to me, commitment is you've said, you've laid out. And I mean, I think that the, her saying like, you know, oh, I have to sleep on it or whatever. She wasn't sleeping on it. She made the decision right away.
Oh, 100%.
Just kiss the guy and then be like, oh, you know what? Actually, yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. Okay, you just, he got there 5 minutes ago and you're already making out. That,
and I don't know. Sitting on the bed and being like, is that my call?
That was stupid.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I get that it's going to bring on some serious dramatic episodes in the near future, but to me, that's just, I don't know. It kind of made me feel sick. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah. Because like you look at my pick, Ben Z.
Yeah.
What a guy. Goes on the most ridiculous date in the entire world. He puts his hand in a disgusting toilet around snakes, all for this girl. And then, you know, he's been flawless getting the roses before. And then all of a sudden this, you know, 5'8", 160-pound guy with curly hair.
He looks like a clown.
He looks, he does look like a clown. He shows up and is like, yeah, no, I kind of just sort of wanted to reach out and try it. And she's like, yeah, totally. Let's do it. Done.
Yeah, playing dumb, like, oh, is this my call? Like, I don't know. And he's like, yeah, it is. I don't know. And it bothered me that, like, okay, all the men now are sitting around and they're kind of mad about it. Obviously, I would be mad. Mm-hmm. And she goes, so I just want to, like, know what your guys' thoughts are about it. Obviously, they're not going
to
be like, yeah, Caitlin,
I can't
let's
wait
bring
to
him.
See this
I'm
guy.
So
bring
excited.
Him in, man. Bring him in.
Is she stupid? Why would you even, I don't know, if I was her and I was in this position, I personally wouldn't even bring it up. I'd be like, well, surprise. I probably wouldn't sit down with the guys and be like, what are your thoughts? Mm-hmm. Because that would make me feel even worse being like, oh, yeah, Caitlin, it's okay. And the one guy who stood up and said like, hey, it's okay. It's not okay. And you weren't okay with that.
You can tell she was tentative about it, too, because she's like, yeah, I don't want you to move in tonight. I also have a date tonight, so don't be mad.
It's weird.
It's, yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the first time that they've had someone come on mid-show.
No.
In the middle? No?
No.
Okay.
It happens probably like every season.
Really?
Yes. I mean, maybe not every season from someone.
This dramatic, though.
Kind of. I mean, it's more dramatic because it's Nick and because he was not a very nice person on the end of Andy's season. But I mean, sometimes they'll have, like in Chris's season, they had a girl who got drunk and partied hard and he sent her home.
Right.
And she came back mid-season.
Yep.
But she was there for like an episode. It's just, I don't know. They love the ratings.
Yeah.
But, okay, just kind of jumping ahead, but this kind of goes with the flow here. So she's on her date with Jared. They're having a great time. They're in the helicopter. And then she says in her voiceover, oh, well, you know, like, this is great. Maybe I don't need Nick here. Why are you so scattered? I don't. It makes me so rattled to be like, how are you jumping from... One second you're like, yeah, I want him here. The next second you're like, maybe not.
Yeah, you definitely bring up a good point that I guess what I was going to say is on that date, we even got like just a little bit before when they were sitting at dinner, she's the voiceover says, you know, I can't even give Jared the time of day on this date because I'm just thinking about Nick.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Right?
I mean, I'm not a Jared fan. I wasn't from day one.
On me.
I wasn't from day one because he's not here for the right. I mean, now he is, but he wasn't. I'm not a fan of him. Anyways, they're sitting there. He's all, you know, spruced up in his suit.
Yeah.
You know, the Metropolitan
Looking
Museum.
Dapper.
Metropolitan Museum. What a great date. All to yourself.
It was great.
That's amazing.
I loved it.
And, you know, she's sitting there and kind of not, I mean, she's paying attention, but not really. The poem was very corny. If you're going to bust out a poem, that's, I don't know. I wouldn't have done the poem thing.
No. It was sappy. I don't know.
But I know he's trying hard.
She liked it, but... Did she like it? I don't know.
She said like, oh, come on, or something like that. I don't know.
But in a way of like loving it.
Do girls like poetry now in 2015? Like if a guy brings out a poem to you, are you going to read it and read it genuinely? Or are you going to be like, oh my God, a poem before it even starts?
I'm probably going to be like, what is it? Thanks.
I'm actually curious. I'm actually asking.
If that were to happen to me, I'd probably get like this really awkward laugh, like I do, like a nervous, like, ha, thanks, and get uncomfortable. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice gesture, but again, it's 2015.
Yeah. And I felt like on that date when they were sitting there and Caitlin's doing the voiceover, something really clicked for me that I think a lot of the guys now are having confidence issues in themselves because of the Nick addition. I think that a lot of them are thinking, wow, we've come this far. We're 5 weeks in and now she's ready to bring on somebody else. What are we doing wrong? Or is she just going about, I mean, there's also the other issue of, is she just doing this to go about the show? Because she has to, right?
Yeah. To me, her reaction, though, like when she first saw Nick, was pretty genuine in the sense of she was excited.
That kiss made me so mad.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing? I can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, he drives me crazy. I just, ah.
Yeah, apologize to floor 16 and 14. Made her yell.
Yeah.
I was a little angry.
Like, not down at all.
So it actually, I mean, now, to defend Jared, that went from what looked like was going to be a terrible date.
I thought he was going home. I didn't think he was going to get the rose.
Yes, totally. And it actually turned out to be pretty spectacular.
It was great. It was very 50 Shades of Grey with the whole,
it was a little bit. Yeah, there was definitely some 50 Shades going on in there. Shout out Christian Grey.
Not inappropriate 50 Shades, but like helicopter 50 Shades.
So, yeah, it actually was a pretty solid date. And Jared continues to kind of weasel his way in every week.
Okay, but yes, Jared wasn't here in the beginning, and he made that clear. Whereas you have Jonathan, who 100% wasn't here for Caitlin. He was all Team Brit, but he hasn't said a word about it, and he's still kicking around.
And Justin got a rose. That was really random.
Yeah, who is that guy?
I think we both said that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm looking at the cameras focused right on Ben Z or Ben H.
Or Sean.
Or Sean. And she's like, yeah, Justin. I feel like really collect. It's like, wait, what?
I was so confused. And also, why has Sean not got a one-on-one date yet? What is going on?
It blows my mind.
I'm shocked. 5 weeks almost, and you haven't given him a one-on-one date?
I'm pretty sure he's leading in roses, too.
He is.
But
it's bizarre.
Putting in minimal effort.
Unless we're just not seeing it. I'm still behind my theory of they are 100% hitting it off, and he's like team winner, and they're just wanting to make it seem like the whole time she was not interested and like hardly knew him.
And he seems like her kind of guy. She seems like she's totally into the like male bimbo.
Yeah. When he said, I'm from Nashville and I like Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan, he won my heart. Like that was it. Game over, Nate. I'd snatch him up in a second.
His hair game is on point too.
I didn't care about that. If you can tolerate me and country music, you're in.
So anyways, in the preview for next week, there's a shot of them in a canoe.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So it looks like he might finally...
Probably not, though. It's probably...
6 weeks in, get his chance. But it's... I don't know.
All right. Well, on to the next date. Broadway!
I have to add a little thing here. I feel so bad for Ian. Because the dude actually can sing.
Ish.
He was pretty good.
He was better than most, but
it's
not
easy to sing that song. I've sang it since I was 4 years old, and it is a tough song to sing.
Yes, they sang A Whole New World because they were on the Aladdin Broadway set. Okay, but I went into that date thinking, wow, they're going to have like a part on stage with them talking. Like I took the impression of them singing part of the song. They literally stood there and didn't say a word.
So again, I think that's...
It was weird.
Part of Caitlin's sick idea to get them to all sing, and a lot of them can't.
No.
Especially dude from Kentucky.
So bad, though.
Oh, poor guy.
I felt so bad, because he's like, I don't even like my voice when I talk. And it was just like, ugh, my heart. He's cute. I like him. He's a nice guy. Joshua.
He's all right.
He made the rose the first time. He has nice gestures.
I just felt like Ian has literally been put on the back burner of back burners in this show. He's literally tagging. Like, it's like they are all on a rope, and he's just hanging on at the end.
It's sad because, like, he's pretty genuine, but I just feel like he doesn't get enough chances. Like,
I totally thought that it was going to be him because he sang pretty good, and they showed up a close-up of his interview, and he's like, yeah, you know what? I don't have a lot of talents, but singing's definitely one of them.
Okay, but Chris was so animated. And
too
he,
animated.
But it was hilarious.
No,
I was dying.
It was not hilarious.
I was laughing. Oh. I was like, this guy should be Aladdin forever.
Like, you know when people are like, oh, you're trying way too hard? That was a perfect example of that. Like, there's, you know, I think Caitlin appreciates when you're trying hard, but that was going a little overboard.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was all right.
Really?
I liked it. I thought
he's
it was funny.
He's got the hands flailing.
Yeah,
he's
because
got the...
you're on Broadway. What are you supposed to do? Stand there with your hands in your pockets? No.
It was too much.
I liked it. And I could see you being like that.
Being like what?
Just like very enthusiastic if you were singing that song.
I have to apologize to all the viewers if they're picturing me singing an all new world, flailing my arms.
Just like rubbing her face nicely.
Oh boy.
I can show you the world, like just getting real into it.
To me, that date isn't that cool. Like, I would have been okay not winning that one.
It was stupid.
Like, she's like, oh, this is a dream come true. Okay, you walked on stage for 5 seconds.
I'll be honest,
he looked at you and you went back.
The date would have been cooler if they got to just sit at the show and watch.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, I said the same thing. Like, you get to just sit in the crowd. It's like, oh, you get front row tickets to the show instead of you have to walk on stage in these ridiculous uniforms.
And stand there for 30 seconds carrying a fruit basket. It was so stupid.
And I don't know if you caught this. At the end when they were backstage, he wanted a kiss so bad. So bad.
And she did
and
not.
And she kept doing the like... That was so awesome, putting her head on like his shoulder, kind of ducking away a little bit.
The worst.
So I think that's a little, I guess you can call it blind foreshadowing.
Hold on, though. That was a date where he won and he got alone time and all the other men went.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Here we go.
We're making progress here.
I think Chris is going down.
Do you?
I do.
I don't know.
That to me was huge. It was very small. It was like a 5 second clip.
No, it's true though.
But I think that you see.
He did have a lot of makeup on though. Like, I don't think I could kiss a guy wearing a lot
of makeup
like that.
That's what it was.
It
was the makeup.
I'd be like, ooh.
My theory is completely wrong just because you had a cake face.
Your makeup looks nicer than mine. I don't think I can kiss you right now. It's weird. You know?
But no, seriously, I think that. That says a lot because there's when she's going on these one-on-one dates and they want to kiss or be intimate, she does it if she's feeling it. And she didn't there.
She doesn't hold back.
And that said a lot to me. I think that if not next week, maybe the week after, we could be in for a really big surprise with Chris, who is definitely headlining. I think we could see maybe a bit of a downfall for the dentist.
I don't have any dentist-y puns. I was trying to think of one, but...
That's okay. They'll come.
Was that one? I don't get it.
No, the tooth hurts, though.
Oh, my God. There it is.
There it is.
Now, okay, so back to Nick. Caitlin calls Nick and says, oh, I'm actually getting my hair done. Can you come meet me and we can talk there? Who is her hairdresser? None other than Ashley the Onion Girl. Terrible. Why would you ever take advice from that girl?
Because she loves onions.
But she also said, Caitlin, these feelings are just lust. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I totally agree, with even though I'm taking advice from an onion girl.
Oh, she's the worst.
Yeah, never trust an onion girl. But I will this one time because, yeah, it's totally true. Like, you know, I don't know. If you... are putting in all this time and a guy wins you over in the first 5 seconds. I don't know. It just, it seems really shady to me. And I think it could get really, I guess messy in the next couple of weeks.
I think it's going to.
And it not only could terminate Nick and Caitlin's friendship, but a lot of friendships within the house, I think.
It's going to be very tense, I think. And we didn't see the reaction of the men. We just saw Nick walking into the
And how apartment? Awkward is that going to be?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
I think that Nick needs to stand there and say, listen, I'm here for the same reasons you are. I know that I'm a little late, but I'm asking for your respect. And be a respectful person.
Be a man, yes.
And not just sort of say, like, what's up, guys? How's it going? Like, don't be that guy. Be the bigger man in the situation. You know it's awkward.
I don't know what approach he's going to take. I have zero idea.
To me, he seems very, like, sly and totally knows that he's kind of in control in this situation. And, you know, Caitlin kind of picked him to come back on.
It's true. He's pretty cocky like that.
So he has that kind of swagger about him. I could even see it when he was in the elevator. Very tight elevator ride.
So awkward.
Poor camera guy.
The guy, but like the elevator button guy.
Button guy from last week.
First of all, I was thinking of you and I laughed and he was like laughing. Like you could tell he was like, this is so awkward. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens, but I think it's going to be a disaster. And I think Nick is the kind of individual that is really going to stir the pot on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, he knows he has the upper hand.
It'll be really interesting for me to see how, because we have a couple of guys on this show who are huge, like Ben, like Sean. Nick is not a big guy. He is a very, very tiny individual.
It'll be
kind of interesting to see how he reacts, because he's just that little, you know, guy that kind of snuck in the back door.
Yeah.
And Caitlin's sort of...
He's kind of like a weasel.
You think Caitlin feels bad for him at all?
No.
Like, kind of like, oh, you know, you kind of made all this effort. Fine, come on the show.
No, because apparently they kind of spoke on social media before this show even happened. So that's my other thing. It's like, if you wanted to pursue something with Nick, you kind of had a chance.
Yeah.
Why wait until now to do it?
Mm-hmm.
When you have all of these other guys here who are taking time out of their lives to come be here with you.
Yeah.
And put everything on hold.
And we have about 2 minutes left. You wanted to touch on Bachelor in Paradise.
They released the first four new girls. So Tenley, love her. I'm so excited. Claire is back. Give me your thoughts. Claire was on last season. Would you ever go back as a repeat? It's just embarrassing.
You know what? It's a tough thing to put yourself out there and try to find a relationship and a meaningful one, both on a reality television show and supposedly within the 25 people that come on, right?
But I think it's been, you've been on The Bachelor, you've been on Bachelor in Paradise, and now you're on Bachelor in Paradise again. Clearly, you need to stop looking for love on TV.
Yeah, it's a bold move for sure. And I think that coming back could do more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. Definitely interesting to see. We also have Jade, who's back.
Hmm.
She, of course, revealed a Playboy model pass.
Yeah.
So that didn't...
She'll probably be a hit.
That didn't go over well, but I think that's kind of not okay as well to not accept her for that. That's, you know, people make mistakes.
I mean, it was
people
her pass, exactly.
You know, people have to do what they have to do, you know, so...
And number four?
Old Ashley.
Ashley the Onion.
Yeah. So it'll be... Exciting. Bachelor in Paradise should be very interesting. We can't wait for that to get started.
So excited for it to happen.
And finally, we'll do your thoughts for next week. Predictions?
I'm going into it blind. I mean, I don't like to watch the previews for next week because first things first, my PVR cuts it off, so I can't see. But
that's a first world problem.
Yeah, and I need to extend the time there. And I don't know. I'm most just excited to see Nick move in and the reactions for what's happening because I have zero idea as to what to expect.
My bold prediction, I think someone's walking off.
Do you?
I think that this Nick situation is going to send somebody home and not via a rose ceremony.
Who do you think it's going to be? Quick.
I could see Ian getting out of there. Ian or Joshua, Kentucky guy.
What about the other guy that has an accent? Oh my gosh. What's his name? Ken? There's not a Ken.
I don't think there's a Ken.
Well, you said Kentucky.
You're playing with Barbies too much.
I don't know.
Anyways, thanks very much for listening. We're looking forward to next week. And we'll be back here on Thursday. We were here on Friday, obviously, today, but we'll be back next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye, guys.